This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser says his office is still implementing changes to policing that passed last year after George Floyd's killing. The reforms require officers to use body cameras and outlaws chokeholds, among other things. Weiser says so far his office has worked on new police training.
What are the core competencies of being an effective police officer? We're going to work on building a modern curriculum that is going to effectively train law enforcement here in Colorado.
Weiser says the changes will take participation from the community and all police academies in the state. Travel is a mess in northern Colorado in the 30th hour of a shutdown of I-25 in both directions near Loveland. Hazmat crews needed to clean up a big fuel spill before CDOT could conduct emergency repairs to the vital artery. Fire and rescue workers responded early Saturday morning to a crash and truck on fire. The driver was rescued with only minor injuries. The interstate is still closed. No word on when it's expected to reopen. Georgetown's late-season surge is over. The Colorado Buffaloes took command with 11 three-pointers in the first half and cruised to 96-73 win yesterday. The Buffs' Jabari Walker was the star of the game. CU's next March Madness game is Monday. Denver has a high of 45 today. Colorado Springs will reach 55 degrees. Snowy Vale has a high of 35. This is CPR News.